Eddie the Marmot and the Bee. On a beautiful sunny day, Eddie the Marmot is lying comfortably on his back in the grass of a soft and lush green meadow, watching the clouds slowly pass by. He was about to fall asleep when he heard a sudden loud grumbling. The clouds move across the sky and cover the sun. Suddenly, Eddie notices that he is incredibly hungry. The grumbling was his stomach, apparently complaining because Eddie hasn't eaten anything today. Eddie quickly gets up to look where he can find some delicious dandelions. But he doesn't spot a single one of them. Eddie sees green meadows, little bugs and bees flying happily past him. Wait a minute. Bees? Thinks the marmot. They know best where to find dandelions and delicious nectar, occurs to him. Let's go, he thinks. The marmot quickly runs after the buzzing bees. From other marmots, Eddie has heard that there is a place full of dandelions. He had forgotten where this place was, but the bee will surely show him. It must be paradise, he thinks, his mouth watering at the thought. The bees fly wildly in all directions. How am I supposed to know which bee will lead me to the dandelions? Asks Eddie, overwhelmed. Again, his stomach grumbles loudly. He decides to follow the bee that looks the fattest. Eddie follows her across many meadows. She's quite fast. He has to hurry to follow her. The marmot doesn't even realize how far he's walking. Sometimes the bee flies higher, sometimes lower. Sometimes she sits on a flower to fill up on nectar, and sometimes she flies over all the stones and other obstacles. Eddie bravely follows her. She flies further over the meadows and stones. Eddie can hardly keep up and is starving. All at once, the bee turns around and sits down on Eddie's head. The marmot looks up and tries not to frighten her. It remains quiet and calm. After all, he doesn't want her to sting him. Don't move, Eddie, he says to himself. Why are you following me? She asks the marmot curiously. Eddie didn't know she would realize. Did you notice me? He asks. The bee replies, Yes, of course. Just because I'm small doesn't mean I can't see. She replies cheekily. Eddie has to giggle. Again, his stomach growls. Do you hear that? I'm really hungry. And you bees are smart. You always know where to find delicious dandelions, Eddie explains. The bee understands. She's thinking. So you're hungry? She asks again. Eddie just nods and points to his growling belly. Come along then, she says with a smile on her face and flies on. Eddie follows her so far that he has no idea where he is. Shortly later, the two arrive. Eddie sees big mountains and a huge forest. This is Staffelwald, the bee tells him. Then Eddie remembers that this is exactly the place the other marmots have always told him about. The marmot is excited and runs off to find the dandelions. The bee flies after him. Dandelions are growing out of the ground everywhere. This is paradise, Eddie says with his mouth full of food. The bee sits down on a flower next to him and also drinks the delicious nectar. Both eat as much as they can, and Eddie lies down on his back in the grass again. His belly has finally stopped growling. The bee is also satisfied and lies down on his fat belly. It too has eaten a lot and can no longer move. They both look up at the sky and watch the clouds. But Eddie still has one question for the bee. "Where were you going to fly before you noticed me, bee?" he asks her. "I could tell you were hungry from the first moment I saw you because your tummy was growling so loudly. But I wanted to make you struggle a bit because you just followed me without a word." "Did you see that moraine up there on the left?" she asks him. "Yes," Eddie replies. "That's your home behind it," she giggles and falls asleep. "I walked that far," Eddie thinks to himself, now also noticing the great fatigue after his great adventure. The marmot has to giggle. At least now, Eddie knows where the dandelion paradise is, for the next time his belly growls.